Einstein possessed a form of intelligence that moved beyond normal ways of formal thinking, and in doing so, he often disturbed the drowsy status quo. Dr. Deming was also one of those disturbers, one of the leaders of the Monkey Wrench Gang. And like Einstein, he was one of the gifted few who had the courage to tell the Emperor the truth about his new clothes. Frank Vull, Deming, the way we knew him. Deming's humble beginnings. Deming's one childhood claim to fame was when Buffalo Bill recognized him in the crowd during a performance of Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show outside Los Angeles, where Edwards, as his family called him, was visiting his cousins. The notoriously flamboyant showman knew the boy from Cody, Wyoming, by sight if not by name. Buffalo Bill was arguably the most world-famous living American at the time, having extensively toured the U.S. and then Europe, performing before Queen Victoria herself twice. His act made him not only famous, but rich. But Buffalo Bill wanted to be taken seriously as a legitimate businessman instead of a circus act. He used his money and influence in an enterprise to create the largest undertaking of its kind ever attempted in the West, using irrigation to create an agricultural empire stretching along the Shoshone River. He began by incorporating a small town in 1896, about 50 miles east of Yellowstone National Park, which Colonel William Frederick Buffalo Bill Cody humbly named after himself. Life in and around Cody, Wyoming, revolved around Bill, and Bill was usually in and around the sweetest hotel that ever was. Named after his daughter, the Irma Hotel not only housed travelers, but served as Bill's headquarters, comprising two personal suites and his professional offices. His hotel was, in effect, the heart of his endeavor. When he built it, he envisaged something akin to an African city serving as a staging point for safari expeditions, perhaps like Zanzibar or Mombasa. He foresaw hosting European nobility hunting big game, East Coast financiers looking for potential investments, and opportunists from everywhere investigating the mining and ranching possibilities. The bread and butter of the Irma, however, would be the promised flood of newcomers flocking to settle the soon-to-be verdant plains around Cody. Shortly after the Irma opened in 1902, the Demings arrived from Sioux City, Iowa. The 33-year-old father, William, had been trained as a law clerk, but now sought to make his fortune on the frontier. He arranged for temporary employment with an attorney in Cody, then moved his wife and two toddling boys from the breadbasket of America to the barren badlands of Wyoming. The town was still in its infancy. There wasn't enough legal work to keep the young father employed full-time, so he found a job at the Irma as a sort of jack-of-all-trades. In addition to his wages, the hotel provided him and his family with a small house on the grounds. Edwards and his brother became regular fixtures at the Irma. Thus, Buffalo Bill recognized Edwards and his little brother at the L.A. performance. Unfortunately for Buffalo Bill, the Cody-based irrigation empire failed. But in 1905, the federal government began a massive public works project via the U.S. Reclamation Service, aimed at irrigating 90,000 acres to turn the semi-arid Bighorn Basin into fertile farms. This necessitated the construction of the Shoshone River Dam, 25 miles northeast of Cody, around the settlement of Powell. Once completed, the Concrete Arch Gravity Dam, itself a predecessor to the Hoover Dam, was the tallest dam in the world. The area around Powell was opened to homesteaders, and in 1906, Mr. William Deming applied for and received 40 acres of farmland on the edge of town. Or at least, what everyone hoped would be farmland one day. In the meantime, the Demings eked out what living they could out where the Great Plains meet the Rocky Mountains.